Hey, 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 and welcome to episode number 12, where we are talking how adversity can help find your purpose. Do you believe that? Well, today we are going to get all into it. But before we get started, as always, we ground ourselves with our powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises, and today is no different. Today's affirmation is, I am choiceful in creating the footprints on my journey. Let me say that one more time. I am choiceful in creating the footprints on my journey. Now, when you are ready to declare a powerful affirmation each day, go ahead and grab your 40 deck of affirmation cards written by me and especially for you at lolitawalker.com/shop. Now, let's get into it. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey again. I am so excited about today's show, honestly, because adversity is something that every single listener has encountered, right? All of us have encountered some type of adversity in our lives. And today we're talking about how that adversity can help you find purpose. Now, a lot of folks reach out to me and one of the biggest things is, Lolita, help me find my purpose. Like, what is it? And when we talked about leveraging your strengths, standing upon your foundation in episode one, when we've talked about how to make your natural supernatural, back to episode number four, all of those things are really talking about really sitting in the power of who you are and recognizing your purpose. But we are going to get into some deeper talk on that today. This is about how adversity, that stuff in your life, that troublesome misfortune to some people or opportunity to other people, right? How all of that stuff can actually lead to your purpose. Juicy, right? I know. Now, before we go too far, because you know I'm going to go all in, I just want to say welcome to all of the folks who are new to this kitchen table. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, and thank you so much for showing up. Go ahead and come to the kitchen table with those who have already been here before, because they already have their comfortable chair, okay? We want to welcome you and say we do this thing in three layers. The first layer is all about coaching. This is where I am going to gift you a little bit of soul work just to challenge your thinking. Next, we're going to go into some cocktails. And no, it does not matter what you are sipping on. Not at all. Now, our guest might say differently because she has some recipes that are sure to knock your socks off. Okay. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that as well. It's about celebrating all of the greatness that you are when you show up to this kitchen table each and every other Wednesday. And then finally, we are going to get into some good old fashioned conversations. Now, sometimes the conversations are with you and I where I dig a little deep. And then sometimes we have a special invited guest. And today, our special guest is Chef Keisha O'Galdez. I am so excited to have her. Not only did I recognize that, guess what? We are Simmons College graduates out of Boston, Massachusetts. That's where I received my MBA. And now that I'm thinking, if I'm really honest with myself, it was actually at the Simmons Graduate School of Management that I truly began to find my voice and come into all of this great exploration. And it was taught in this amazing leadership course led by Dr. Stacey Blake Beard. Hi, Stacey, if you're listening in, I tell her all the time that that course, I think, really shifted me to in part become the person that I am today. It added different nuggets and pieces of another toolkit that I didn't recognize that were all inside of me. So yeah, what a great thought, just kind of thinking back to my Simmons days, but I digress. Keisha is such a power player because so much adversity had come through her life and she decided, guess what? It spawned her purpose. But she didn't know right away. It didn't start off as her living in her purpose. So we're going to hear her entire story. And I know that there's some nuggets that you're going to pull away. And of course, I am going to leave you with four strategies on how you can leverage that adversity in your life to help you find purpose. So we're going to get into this coaching right after a message from our sponsor.
The Southern Elegance Candle Company brings you modern value and Southern charm. They make more than just candles, y'all. They create and capture the moments that are most important in our lives. Imagine walking into a room and instantly smelling the aromas of some of their signature scents. They're offering up sweet tea, magnolia blossom, and apple and bourbon, and that's only a few. Then let's talk about their holiday collection of sweet potato and brown sugar, pumpkin souffle, and caramel latte. And guess what? That's only the beginning of the long lineup of moments that they are inviting us to experience through amazing scents. For a bit of Southern hospitality and the comforts of your home, head on over to Southern Elegance Candle Company at secandleco.com.
And don't forget to use our special promo code at checkout. Enter Kitchen Table for your 20% savings. Good for a single use. As a reminder, today we are talking about how adversity can help find your purpose. Does that even sound feasible? When you think of the word adversity, what do you think about? For those of you who don't already have your CCNC journal pulled out, no problem. Go ahead and go to lolitawalker.com/podcast and download your journal. Now, what this is for those of you all who are new is just a single place where you can put all of the amazing soul work that we do in one location so that you can go back and you can review strategy after strategy of all of the episodes that we've talked. Even if you're not in a position to download it now, that's no problem either. Just think through the exercises with us. The question was, how do you define adversity? Go ahead and write that one down. Of course, we start with our best friend Google, right? Google defines adversity as unfavorable fortune, and purpose is then defined as a noun and a verb. So how do you define purpose? Google says it is the reason which something exists, and it's also to have as one's intention. I love that. Adversity in my eyes is absolutely difficulty, hardship, something that is quite challenging, right? A challenging aspect of your life, something that has happened that definitely can lead to misfortune if that's the lens that you're looking from. And then when I think about the word purpose, I love that it was defined as a noun and a verb because you know I'm all about action. So I can turn any word into an action, right? For me, it is the intersection of where passion meets motivation and intention. It's this space, if you think about a Venn diagram, it's that sweet spot where you intersect your passion, your motivation, and your intention. And I'll even go so far as to even say that the purpose is like you sitting in this thing that brings you joy, that brings you life, that brings you fulfillment and reason for your existence, reason for you standing where you are, reason for you being right here on this earth to bless other people. That's purpose. That's that thing, that tangible, that feel good thing, right? According to Coach Lolita. I want to challenge us a little bit to think differently. Today, we're going to think of adversity as breadcrumbs on a path that gift us a different lens. Imagine yourself walking on this path, okay? So go ahead and draw the path or think about a path. Now, at the end of this path, write the word purpose. If you feel that you know what your purpose is, I want you to even write in that area what you believe your purpose absolutely is. And if you don't know, just write the word purpose. It's no problem at all. Right now, we have a path and we have purpose that's at the end of that path, okay? And on this path, there are breadcrumbs. This represents adversity along your journey, okay? Along life's journey. Now, some people might say, listen, the adversity that I have been through my life is not just a crumble of bread. Absolutely not. You might be thinking stuff like, it's a whole loaf of bread or it's the whole bread aisle. I got you. I hear you. And I am not here to disagree. Listen, the beauty of walking our own journey is that we define what the breadcrumbs look like. So go ahead and write it down or imagine it. And if yours is a whole aisle, I got you. But we are just going to call it a breadcrumb for right now. But put your whole aisle in there because I want you to be truthful with the adversity that is already on your path. So we're thinking about these breadcrumbs. And now I just want you to choose three for all of you all who have been here before. I do majority of things in three. Three situations of adversity that you faced in your life. One of them can actually be something that you feel like you are facing. Now, when I think of adversity, I think of not only misfortune, but I want to think about what we can pull out of that misfortune to help guide us as we continue along our path, especially because we're driving towards what? purpose. Now, on this path, you have your breadcrumbs, and I want to gift you four key reminders to think about. P-A-T-H. The P is all about reminders that this is where your passion intersects with your motivation and your intention. Remember, I said that earlier, this sweet spot in the middle of your passion, your motivation, and your intention. Let's call it PMI. Your A is about accepting smaller chunks along your path. You know, sometimes when we're facing this adversity, everything seems to come at us at once, right? What if we looked at this breadcrumb in smaller chunks? So not like the whole bread aisle, but literally like a breadcrumb. What if we took individual breadcrumbs and said, okay, I am facing this adversity in my life. I'm facing this challenging issue, this misfortune as I see it right now. Don't forget, adversity could be any of the lees. That's like physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of the lees. Imagine if we took each situation in chunks. It becomes more manageable, right? We're not even talking about solving it right now. Absolutely not. What we're doing is saying that, guess what? I see where I want to go. I see that vision. I see the purpose. I see why I'm here. Even if you don't know what it is, you see the word purpose. You've already defined it and know what it stands for you. You have something to drive towards. That's a bit of clarity. So now I want you to pull out of those situations of adversity. I want you to pull out what might be helpful on your pathway to get to that purpose. Okay? Now, as a recap, before we move on to cocktails and our celebrations, you've already written down three examples or situations of adversity that you faced or that you might now be facing. Now, I want you to think about what can you pull out of that situation that can help drive you and guide you on your journey towards purpose. That's the work. That's the soul work that we're going to do today. It's looking with a different lens as you walk towards this path, okay? And that's only the A. You ready to keep going? Let's go. That's only accepting things in smaller chunks because it becomes more manageable to walk this path towards your journey. That T is all about tangible walkaways. It's about capturing those small wins. While you're on that journey, while you're being faced with all of these obstacles, while adversity is just hitting you from left, from right, from the back, from the front, there is a win in it. This is making sure that you are capturing those tangible walkaways, okay? In every situation, there is something that you're walking away from, and I want you to capture that. This is all in how adversity can help you find your purpose, okay? And that last H is about hesitation. Knowing that hesitation is normal, I want you to gift yourself some grace when you're facing this adversity. It's about recognizing that, why am I hesitating right now? What's in my way? What's my barrier on getting to my purpose? I know where I want to go. I want to get to this purpose. Your adversity can help find it. Now, you might be saying, Lolita, well, how can my adversity help me find my purpose if I still don't know what it is? I want us to think about purpose. I want us to think about what brings us that, ooh, yes, I love it. I'm doing this thing and I'm not even sleeping. I'm not even eating. I could do this thing all day without even knowing that I missed a meal. Barely going to the bathroom. What's that thing that you're doing? What's that thing that brings you joy? What's that thing that is your natural that has now become your supernatural? Remember how I described it a little earlier? When you have this purpose, this thing, this reason that you're here on this earth, when you have, what is it that I'm great at? What is it that brings me joy? What is it that I do that I don't even recognize that I'm doing it for others, but I'm just doing it all the time? What is that natural that has become your supernatural? And if you're struggling with that, it's no problem at all. You are absolutely not alone. I want to navigate you back to episode 4 when we're talking about how to make your natural supernatural. How do you sit in what it is that you're great in? What it is that will help you find that purpose? Now ask yourself, I am great at listening to others. I am great at meeting you exactly where you are and listening to what's going on with you. I'm great at that. But my purpose, what I've deduced is my purpose, Lolita's purpose, is to take all of that and then to do what with it, right? Is then to replay it to you so now I can see you soar. So now I can help to guide you and push you in a direction that you're destined for. That purpose is that why. Why is it that I am here. God made me unique. I am the only Lolita Emmanuel Walker that is sitting here talking to you today. It is me. It is me, uniquely me, and I am speaking to you. I am speaking to you about how you are going to shift your adversity that absolutely comes in your life and how you are now going to make that into your purpose. That adversity is going to now help you find your purpose. Remember, how did you get yourself over that hump of that adversity that came upon you? What did you do? How did you leap? And how do I know that you leaped? You might say, I didn't leap. How do I? Because you're sitting right here at the kitchen table. That's how I know. You're right here. And you've been through adversity already. Absolutely. You're on the other side of that adversity. You're already about to face the next breadcrumb, okay? What did I use to get out of that? How did I do it? Was it heartbreak? I have absolutely been there. If it was heartbreak and you're standing there and you're just so emotion filled, every single thing reminds you of what was. Maybe that's your adversity. What helped you get on the other side of that? What can you pull out of that heartbreak? What can you pull out of how you leaped? What can you pull out of how you found yourself? What can you pull out of that that now helps to lead you to getting to that purpose, getting to why you're here? For me, I found the power in my pause. I had to stop. I had to sit. Allow myself to be emotion filled, allow myself to cry, allow myself to feel all of that, allow myself to question, and then give myself examples of how I've gotten through that before, how I'm better on the other side of that, how God will not give me more than I can handle, even though it feels like it, how I'm standing on my foundation, how I know what my core values are, how I understand what my principles are. Again, episode number one and episode number four are perfect for you to listen to. And then how my courage met my fear. So go back through and take a listen, but I want to tell you that your adversity can absolutely, these breadcrumbs of the adversity that you face can absolutely help lead you to your purpose and why you are here. And I can't wait to talk to Keisha about that as we get into some conversations. But before we do, I want you to look at your paper one more time. And I want you to recognize that this path that you are drawing, these breadcrumbs that you are pulling out of the adversity that you had, yes, pull it out, because now we're looking with a different lens and we are going to get there. You see that light, that purpose over there? And look, if you want to go deeper, I am all in. Send me an email, podcast@lolitawalker.com. I would love to chat. Take a look at coaching opportunities with me. I would love to go deep, whether it's one session that you decide on or nine sessions for my package, whatever it is that you need, whether it's a course, I am all in. I'm going to help you reach your purpose. Absolutely. Because now I recognize what my purpose is. And my purpose is to help empower you to get you to your next level, even beyond your next level. My purpose on this earth is to help to pull out everything out of you because you are great where you stand. It is to remind you that you are full of purpose, that you are full of God's uniqueness. Absolutely, and hands down. I want to increase your confidence. I want to increase your clarity. I want to increase your commitment because it's in there. Absolutely. And I can help you do that. So let's get into some cocktails. Are you ready? I am. Ooh, yes. How did y'all like the exercise of soul work today? Did it challenge your thinking just a little bit differently today? Don't forget, I always do these exercises with you all. And I know for me, just drawing the path and having the breadcrumbs and really seeing my purpose and outlining what that was really did help me to think differently about pulling out adversity, like how adversity in my life really can drive me towards my purpose and really help me better understand it. So I hope it did the same for you. I love pulling together these exercises. I really do. And I do them all with you. Listen, if you love the exercise and there's somebody in your life that you know would benefit from it, forward it to them. Absolutely. You know, every episode, I gift you a little bit of soul work. So definitely forward it on, leave a review, let somebody else know how much it did for you. I would so appreciate that, honestly. What are you celebrating today? This is all about having a cheers. Today, I am drinking water with lemon. My belly has not been feeling very well. So I am drinking water, just flushing my system out. But what are you sipping on today? And then what are you celebrating? So for me, I'm celebrating, guess what, y'all? I have developed the content for my upcoming virtual Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat. Now, if you are listening and you have been to my 4-day in-person retreat, then you know you have already gotten a treat. And we have people that come back every year. However, now I've shipped it into our new virtual environment. So this will be my second virtual Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat. And it's the 7th renewal retreat overall. I am so excited at this milestone. Absolutely. And it's not 4 days. It's a day and a half, and it is an intensive, okay? Have you already signed up? You might be asking, Lolita, how am I going to dedicate 1.5 days to pouring into me? Well, let me tell you, just do it. Just do it because you know that these are going to be 1.5 days well spent. These are expert-led workshops. I'm giving you soul work exercises. We're networking. There's accountability. We have some visioning work all about commitment. I'm driving you. These are multiple working sessions all together, and we are pushing each other. It's a small, intimate group. You will absolutely see results. So whether you are focused on work, on home, or life, whatever you come in with, right? I help you to drive clarity right then and there. And I do the work with you. I do all of the work right there with you. So I invite you to check out lolitawalker.com/retreats and go ahead and sign up for this virtual retreat. It's going to be October 3rd and 4th, and I cannot wait to see you there. I would love to host you. I would love to push you to sort through that adversity, to push forward to what your purpose is, to drive you harder and harder so that you can soar. I want to help you feel the power in your paws because I have been exactly where you are. I am celebrating that. I feel so good about the content. And here's my invitation for you to also be right there. All right? What are you celebrating today? Well, I'm celebrating you. I am celebrating the fact that you are going down this path. You are recognizing your adversity. And then you are pulling out some of those breadcrumbs. And you are saying, listen, I am getting to my purpose. I love that. I'm celebrating you for leaping over that adversity. I'm celebrating you for admitting that, yes, I have had some troubling times, but guess where I am standing right now? I am celebrating you for sitting at this kitchen table right now and saying, absolutely, with your head held high. And I'm celebrating you for knowing that it is okay to be emotion filled. But once we look at our adversity, once we recognize where we're standing right now, once we recognize and celebrate our wins, listen, that purpose, that light is shining bright ahead. So let's go ahead and get to it. I am celebrating you in all of your greatness. You remember our affirmation for today? It was, I am choiceful in creating the footprints on my journey. Yes, so be choiceful. Look at those breadcrumbs, and now you can make intentional footprints on your journey. Be choiceful at those footprints. This is your journey. Write it, own it. Are y'all ready to jump into some great conversation with Chef Keisha O'Galdez? I know I am. And if you did not catch the live last night on my Coaching Cocktails and Conversations podcast Facebook group, you gotta go in there because we made some amazing drinks. We made a cocktail and a mocktail. And I'm not even going to tell you too much except for bring your peaches with you. Okay. So go ahead and look that up and put a face to the name if you haven't already met either of us. We'd love to have you. Hey, Chef Keisha, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. I am so excited that you are here today. We are about to have a very good time.
We better shoot.
Absolutely. Okay, today we are talking about how adversity can help find your purpose. And before we get into that, I would love for you just to tell us a little bit about yourself, because I know one thing is that everything you post online looks so tasty. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are.
But yeah, my full name is Keisha O'Galdez, and I'm the owner of Gourmet Diva Inc. based here in New York City. So like we said, if you hear anything in the background, I apologize to you guys in advance. New York is very loud and busy. Gourmet Diva Inc. is at this point a culinary education company. So blend in education and entertainment together. So host virtual cooking classes, wine tasting, spirits tasting, and also kids cooking camps and things of that nature. And also hopefully when things get a little better, get back into catering and personal chefing. So just really using the medium of food to foster community. That's kind of where we're at the point that, you know, 2020, I think everybody, as we say, we just did a pivot, just kind of digging more into, you know, how can I use this time to make a better company and further express myself?
Yes. And I love that you said pivot, because during this time of COVID, all businesses have had to pivot some type of way. And I was hoping you could talk to us a little bit about how adversity in your life has led to you finding your purpose.
Being a chef is my second career. A lot of people probably don't know that, since I've been in business for 10 years. So I'm not really a veteran, but kind of have some teeth in the game. But prior to that, you know, lived in Boston, worked in the nonprofit sector, also did in the tech sector. I bounced around a lot. And my last corporate office job was at Bank of America, did a lot of consulting for them. In 2008, the financial market crashed. And well, I was on my blue couch thinking what I'm going to do. You know, at this point, you think, you know, for me, I was like, all right, I'm at a good point. You know, you got a nice little title, you know, life was starting to get good for myself. And it just kind of just got knocked off my feet. That was definitely a stopping point for me to reevaluate what I want to do. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but never knew exactly what I wanted to focus in on, what that business should look like. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, just that security of that paycheck every, you know, 2 weeks.
Yes, I know.
You know, bills got to be paid. So just to say, like, all right, I'm going to stop everything I'm doing and open up something wasn't really in the plan. At that point was really a point that allowed me to change.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It allowed you to change. I think a lot of folks are going through what you just described, is that you find yourself in this place where you're thinking, what am I going to do next? And you're sitting there inside of this misfortune for some, but in this new space of transition for others. And now you're asking yourself, like, what next? How did you decide to leap into cooking? Because is that, well, first, let's ask this. Do you think that is your purpose? Is that what you would consider? I am walking in my purpose right now.
Let's see. At that point, initially, when I decided to focus on food, I wouldn't really say it was my purpose. Mm-hmm. It was something that I was good at, and I liked to learn more about it. It wasn't that person that shared their food. Because you can ask anybody who knew me in undergrad or grad school, you would not know that I knew how to cook. Mm-hmm. I wasn't bringing plates of food to people. So it's my little thing. It's like something you just do. You cook because you got to eat. Mm-hmm. But never, you know, thought to pursue it as a career. You know, made these rum cakes. So I was like, you know what? Let me start off selling rum cakes. So I do have to make some money somewhere. And I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. When I made that first sale, I was like, ooh, people give you a compliment on your food. It's a good ego boost. And business started to build up with this. Mm-hmm. And what I love about the world now, it is filled with purpose, and understanding purpose is more vocabulary behind it. Like 15 years ago, those words really weren't there to express what I wanted or not wanted to do. I was going to do something. I wanted to be on like a larger scale, to really be built in some kind of purpose. So just, you know, talking to people about, I got more feedback, more so people of color and health concerns. Like, oh, I can't eat sweets because I'm diabetic. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about it. For most part, you know, my family is relatively healthy, but just hearing, you know, people talk about being vegan, gluten-free. Well, once again, now it's, you know, more trendy. Everybody's vegan, gluten-free, insert diet.
You know, exactly.
You know, back in 2008 was, you know, pretty relatively new. Somebody gave me a book from Brian Terry's, you know, cookbook. It was a vegan cookbook. I looked on the back and I noticed that he went to the Natural Gourmet Institute here in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, I was going to go back to school, because at this point, I already had an MBA from Simmons in Boston. Already this undergrad school again. But I'm going to go to school. I want to make sure it's either to learn more about food and also something to help other people. So, pretty much packed my bags and moved to New York City.
Okay.
And took that, you know, took the leap of faith, you know, had a lot of support, pushed me along.
When I talked to the folks that's listening in earlier about purpose, you know, I described it as these innate abilities that you have within you that you are now intentionally leveraging to maintain your own motivation. So do you think about purpose that way?
Yes, because then it's like, even to further dig into it, it's like, okay, I love food, but then what else? Community is a big thing, you know, for me as well. So I started having supper clubs here in New York City about 2 years. And I loved it because I get to express myself and also cook for people that enjoy it. It's like my own little restaurant for a while, and also partner up with different companies as well. So it's making it better. You know, something bigger than what I can do on my own.
Yes, I like that. I love how it is about where your passion meets your motivation, which meets your intention. And when I think about that, I think about this path that you're following, and then you get to this intersection. And that's where I believe those three actually meet. And then now you're walking in something that you're intentionally doing. You're walking in something where when you wake up, you're like, yes, I absolutely love this. When you go to bed at night, do you feel like,
I love this. Like, what's your tangible walk away from your food?
Exactly. It's like hearing somebody, they enjoy it, or they couldn't do it themselves, or they learned how to do something for themselves they couldn't do before.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that so much.
Like you'll do this all day and all night.
You're like, yes.
Wait, I can get paid for this too. Hold on.
Right. Exactly.
Together, but just really, like you said, too, like where, when they have those intersections,
yeah,
to really realize it is an intersection, where do you choose to go?
Yes. And when you can have them all bundled together, I think that is where you really find your sweet spot of what your purpose truly is, and you begin to feel it. You know, I get a lot of questions from clients and from other folks that say, I need you to help me find what my true purpose is. And you had mentioned that a little bit earlier too, is that it's not always the easiest thing to find, because sometimes you're just trying to find money, right? Okay, I got to do this. And I'm not loving it. Do you think that when you're in your purpose, you absolutely love it?
I love it. And that's when the money comes. I mean, it sounds like a cliche. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. you're able to articulate, you're able to move with a certain confidence mm-hmm. when you walk in your purpose.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, listen, I want to throw out a couple of questions to you. It's called Come As You Are. Okay,
here we are.
Yes. Here we go. Here we go. The first question is, why is the work you do so important?
The work that I do is so important because I like to see people eat healthier, mm-hmm. either them preparing it for themselves or them eating healthier food, especially when diseases are very prevalent, especially in the African-American community. I love to make sure everybody's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I like that you have an educational piece to your culinary business, which is so helpful as well. And so you said you do dinner clubs, you're doing, mm-hmm. so what's some other things you do online?
Virtual, like one-on-one cooking classes, because sometimes we all can't afford or want to have a private chef in our house. I mean, I cook for, you know, the uber wealthy and, you know, for me, it's making an array of services that can fit both camps. And then also the multimillionaires who are like, here, there's no way in hell I'm cooking for myself. I'm busy chasing my laptop.
I love that, because what you've done is you've not only flexed your business, but you're leveraging your purpose. You are finding other ways to sit in what you love, sit in why you're on this earth, to make people happy with your food is what you're saying. And now I'm finding other avenues and other arms to be able to do that. And that is so, I think, purposeful, right? Right.
I wasn't intending on doing anything online virtually. You know, that has a lot of hesitation, a lot of resistance that, you know, went into it. Initially, when COVID hit, I saw a lot of other chefs and people in the business just throwing up YouTube videos and just mm-hmm. ad hocking it. Kudos to them. But, you know, one of those things that perfectionism, mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, especially me, struggle with, not saying I'm a perfectionist. It's like whatever I put out needs to be good. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anybody to see the ugly.
Yeah.
But to be comfortable with it, I think exactly when you're finding your purpose or even developing your business is to be comfortable with that, those, you know, little hairs sticking out, you know, every so often, because you're never going to get to that next stage.
Absolutely. And it's also about knowing that you're good at what you do, mm-hmm. right? You demonstrated it before. You already know you're really good at it. So those other things become kind of distractions when you're really working in your purpose and flowing in it. The end result is still the same. So yes, I love that you brought that up. The next question is, what is one strength that you bring to the table that you didn't always recognize was a strength?
Let's see, being dependable and on time. I guess a fault, but it's a strength. I would say my father never called out sick. My mother always made sure I went to school on time. So I probably would never call out sick. So I'm always there, which you don't seem as a strength. But definitely in this industry, you got to be like clockwork. You know, you always got to push through no matter what. So definitely being dependable is definitely one of my superpowers. Like, you just know if you give Keisha something, it's going to get done. You know, that accountability factor. So whatever project, don't involve me if you don't want to see it to completion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then what one self-care routine that you practice for yourself, especially because you are so dependable? That's what made me think of self-care.
Starting meditating, because you got to bring it down a lot. Yeah. And also, walking is definitely a way for me to clear my mind. Just going for a long walk. You know, people get runner's high, I get walking highs. Mm. And more ideas come to mind. Like, that was like a little conundrum. But
Yes. You know, I love walking as well. I think that it gives you that high, but it also allows you that think time to be creative. And I love in the morning going on the deck and listening to the birds. It's just so peaceful.
See, no, I got pigeons, so.
Yes, you are in New York. So yes, I got it. Okay. Here is another question is, what is one barrier that still stands in your way of leaping today?
Ooh, I would say being seen and being heard, which is deep, still rooted in that perfectionism, but it's something that I'm actively working on. Mm. You know, definitely as a business owner, you have to be seen. Mm-hmm. So not being in the forefront, nobody knows about your business. If nobody knows about your business, you don't have any opportunities. Here we are today, you know, just keep pushing forward and exactly poking my head out and applying for different awards. And it's a little nerve-wracking, but you have to do it.
Yes. Okay. And you did mention a little bit, because I'm sure that there's some listener out there that is saying, oh my gosh, I'm really used to playing in the background. Mm-hmm. And now this virtual community, this virtual new norm is making me have to step out, just like you said. So you talked about peeking your head out by way of applying for different grants. Now you're doing virtual classes. What else are you doing to kind of step out that was out of your comfort zone?
Exactly. It's like more of the videos are, it's in and out my comfort zone, but it's really saying exactly being on different podcasts. Do I see myself as a winner? Hell yeah, I see myself as a winner.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Go for it. And you never know, that winner can be actually you. Because it's that distance sometimes I think that they have, like you read a newspaper, like, oh, these are other people, but how can I be those people? How you make that connection of taking those leaps and bounds, you know, over to the other side, but you just got to jump in.
Hashtag do it. Absolutely. I love that. Love it. You know, one of the things we talked about before you got on a call was really about walking through paths of adversity. Mm-hmm. And when you're going through adversity, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. It just feels like there's so much going on. And you talked a little bit about just doing it. But what is something that you can tell folks of how you really picked it up and did it?
Right. So I guess it was those 2 points when I lost my job back in 2008 and also during COVID. There's always a lot of noise about what other people are doing, sob story, whatever it may be, but you have to be slightly selfish and concentrate on your own well-being. Because if you're not doing well or good, your ideas and your creativity is not going to rise.
Yes.
So, and just knowing it's going to be okay. You may have to eat some loaves of bread for a couple of weeks. It might not be pretty in the beginning.
Yep.
Just really, you know, hunker down on that. Like whatever it is that you want to do, it's not going to be crystal clear.
Yeah.
That's the bite. It's not going to be crystal clear, but to have that faith, whatever it is that you're going towards will eventually come.
Yes.
And have patience.
Remember your foundation that you stand upon, you know, exactly is what you're saying. I did an episode back, episode one was strengthening your foundation. And, you know, everything comes back to that, especially when you're on that path of adversity. Sometimes you got to find that stump and that foundation and just remember where you are.
Right.
So I love that. If you were to say one of your like core values, you mentioned faith, but one of your core values now that you stand upon, that you always seem to go back on whenever you're going through adversity or whenever you're going through a challenge, what would you say that is?
Community, knowing your tribe is one thing, and anything that I'm doing, how does it affect the community?
Yeah.
You know, so you mentioned before, just knowing your purpose and your foundation. You're not going to see me doing music videos, you know, is that a part of my foundation, what I stand for? Like, no, anything that I do is going to be within a certain realm. I mean, the programs I put out may be different, but they all going to roll back to community connected and food and building purposeful, you know, partnerships.
Yes.
So if it doesn't kind of roll back into that, then, you know, I'm way off, you know.
Right. I got you. I love that because it just kind of sets the tone for making sure you're really clear, making sure you know your why. Why are you doing this? And being able to come back to that. And then standing on that foundation and recognizing that you are on a path. And I love that you said and you reminded everybody that it's okay not to be clear in the beginning. It absolutely is. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to have fear. But once you recognize where you are, now what? What you gonna do?
Just keep taking those steps forward, right? Like for me, a lot of hindrance, I think what took me a long time is always has to be clear.
Yeah.
I'm here, 5 years, I'm going to be here. But you know what? 5 years, a lot of things can change. If I just make it to the end of the year.
Yep. Yes.
That, you know, you can always, you know, change what what's working and not working, and especially a time like this where things are constantly changing, you got to be able to adapt with a drop of a dime.
Yes, and you said it right. Managing this thing in smaller chunks, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a strategic vision. I love it. But maybe that strategy, to your point, is 1 year. And now within that year, what are you going to do? So let's manage and chunk that thing down. Oh my gosh, I love it, love it, love it. So around here, we give a cheers. We cheers to all types of wins around here. But I would love if you can give a cheers to our audience before we find out how we can stay connected to you.
Definitely. See, let's give a cheers to the unknown and moving through it to bigger things.
Ooh, cheers to that. Yes. So I wanted to remind folks that you are going to be coming live on the podcast Facebook group, which is Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. You are going to be helping us with two amazing cocktails and mocktails. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh man, it's the end of summer, beginning of my favorite season, fall. Cheers to all the Scorpios. I had to do that.
Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio too.
Oh, yes. So I was like, okay, great. So I just did, I wanted to create a peach bourbon smash. So taking a little bit of summer with the peaches with a little bit of maple, you know, syrup and
yes.
cocktail some bourbon. So it should be good. And then a peach mojito, you know, for those who, you know, don't want to, you know, have any alcohol, but if you want to add a little splash of vodka to it, it's all good.
Absolutely. There is no judgment here. In case you missed that, everybody, then come on over to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations Facebook group, and you can see the replay that Keisha is going to come and hook us up with. So tell us, Chef Keisha, how can we keep in contact with you?
Right. My website is www.thegourmetdiva.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at gourmetdiva. So definitely looking forward to meeting and connecting with everybody.
Yes, it's going to be so good. I'm so excited about it. And please follow Chef Keisha. She has some of the most amazing, amazing foods and drinks out there. I absolutely love them. Thank you so much for being on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.